This week, we're giving away tickets to the Sasquatch Bigfoot Conference / Festival that is going on in Marble Mount.
I can only wait till the Bigfoot is available for people to experience at the zoo.
It's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Well, there may be so many big feet showing up at this thing that you could fill a zoo with them at this conference. I don't know. I think it's for people who are Bigfoot enthusiasts, but I would imagine all the big feet are welcome to attend as well.
Well, I'm sure the curiosity's high on both sides.
We have two tickets to this. That's it. That's all they've given us is two tickets, and we're lucky to have them to this event. So we're going to give these away this week on the Brad and John Show. If you want to win them, you email us, bradandjohn@kism.com, with your brush with Bigfoot. And Daniel has a brush with Bigfoot.
Has he seen the manimal?
In concrete, this happened. And Daniel emailed us a picture of, I don't know what it is. It looks like it's sand. It looks like it's a beach environment, and then I see a lighter.
That's a weird combination. There's only a few people that can say, I've seen Bigfoot, and I have email.
I think
that's a weird combination.
I think Daniel chased him. Daniel, did you chase Bigfoot?
Yeah, he was in front of me. I was going down fishing.
Yeah, you're going fishing.
The dog took off freaking out.
Yeah.
If you look above the lighter there, you can see a heel print in the deeper part of the sand, and then follow it up, and you can see the rest of the foot.
Yeah, whose lighter is that? Did you drop your lighter?
I put it down there for
reference.
You know, show different size.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So you have some kind of thing to gauge it against.
Yeah. So what did he look like?
Kind of a red color, really big, really heavy, and moving really fast.
Yeah, was this broad daylight you saw him, or was it?
It was like 4:35 in the morning. It was like around June 18th.
June 18th of what? This year?
This year, yeah.
This year, wow.
Okay, this is a recent Bigfoot sighting.
And you were down there fishing.
I go fishing all the time, yeah.
And where is this in concrete?
We live over by Cedar Grove area.
Yeah. He doesn't want to give up his good
fishing. Yeah, you don't know.
You can't be giving up your good fishing holes on the radio.
Or your good Bigfoot locations. You don't want
it's
to give those
Sketchy
up.
River.
Okay. And did you call the police after that? Did you say, hey, I saw
Bigfoot? No.
No, you didn't? You just let him kind of go?
Was your dog freaked out, or did your dog continue to track him, or what?
Out. Yeah, he didn't come back for almost an hour.
Well, yeah, then you're probably worried. I wonder if Bigfoot ate my dog. Yeah. Did Bigfoot make any noise?
No, he was. He came out of the river, or he was walking in the river, one of the two, because it was wet footprints, and then it just went up the hill into the woods, and I wasn't going to follow it in the woods.
Being that he was freshly bathed out of the river, did he still smell?
I didn't smell anything, though.
Yeah, because most people who have had encounters with Bigfoot say there is a horrible stench.
Horrible accompanying smell, yes.
It was just too much going on, I guess. Didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
I got a little excited.
Maybe he bathed that morning. But you had no opportunity to take out your phone and get pictures of the Bigfoot?
It just didn't occur at the time. You know, everything was just happening so fast.
Yeah.
I got a flash of him, and I headed down trying to catch up to him, and he headed up the hill, and the dog was gone. And
were you brought up to believe in Bigfoot, or was this something that you were convinced and you were turned on this thing? This changed your mind.
I've seen him before.
Oh, yeah. You have?
Where?
Yeah.
Where did he show
up?
Up
on Sock Valley Road.
Oh, it was in the middle of the day, or
was he hitchhiking?
It was early morning. I was heading up there fishing again.
What's he doing? Just hanging out?
Crossing the road. No, he crossed the road right in front of me.
Does he look both ways when he crosses the road, or is he one of these guys?
Well, the only reason I could tell it was something different was there was no change in color. It was one solid color. There was no, like, blue jean and T-shirt colors, you know?
No blue jean or T-shirt colors?
Mm-hmm. No, there wasn't. It was just one solid color. That's how come I knew it was something different.
Yeah. All right, and so you're certain it's not a bear?
I'm absolutely positive it wasn't a bear.
Okay.
I can send you some more pictures if you want me to.
Oh, by all means, yeah, Brad and John at KISM.com.
We'd love to. Well, you are definitely in the running for these tickets.
We're collecting
this weekend.
We're collecting. You ought to speak. Now they do have a keynote
open
speaker
mic.
At this.
They have
thing.
An open mic too.
But there is an open mic section where people can just get up there.
I think
just,
your testimony is warranted.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you should have heard some of the comments when I posted it online. Some of the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, like tell your wife to put her shoes on, and you know, these are fake, and you know.
All right, Daniel in Concrete. Thanks very much. Yeah, keep sending in those pictures, and look out for the Bigfoot. Okay.
I'll send you some more. Thank you.
All right, there we go. There's one down, and that's one of many. There, the one I really want to talk to this morning, Brad, and I know you do too. This is an email from...
That's why I came in today.
This is an email. Your child could be born right now. And
I said, honey,
and you would say,
I have a chance to talk to somebody that saw Bigfoot.
Well, here's the story that you want. Now, this is from the listener who said that his grandma saw Bigfoot throw a 700-pound cow 18 feet up into the sky.
They are strong. We have heard that. And if anybody's story can be trusted, it's this guy's grandma.
So, that one, we're going to get that to
this
you.
This isn't just John Q. Public.
And this isn't for just any old tickets here either. These are our one and only pair of tickets for the Sasquatch Bigfoot Conference and Festival this weekend in Marble Mount.
More Brad and John next.
Man, sorry about that.
KISM.